the voices of those such as Mr. McGovern who have worked within the Beltway to understand the iniquitous mindset that has seeped its way into the White House and into the halls of a Congress bent on protecting the president rather than challenging and questioning him. Mr. McGovern does not, indeed cannot, allow himself some fey, ironic stance, some distant, self-indulgent impatience with the government and its wars and our wars. He needs to speak the truth, and he does so. His powerful words have the potential to penetrate what Bly calls the husk around the American psyche, the numbing of our sensibilities to war that are a direct result of the received language foisted upon us by most politicians. As we gather here tonight, let us not forget that 2,460 American soldiers have been killed in Iraq. 56 have been killed in the month of May alone, 12 from the state of Maine. 18,000 have been wounded. Tens of thousands of Iraqis, perhaps as many as 150,000, have been killed in American and British operations, and countless numbers of Iraqis have been wounded as well. Now, while politicians here in the United States wrangle over the intricacies of a withdrawal timetable, right-wing radio hosts try to turn this debacle into a victory march for democracy, and certain government apologists embedded in the mainstream press try to lull us to sleep with elaborate fantasies of denial, the fatalities mount. It is imperative that we as American citizens get the truth about the militarism that has insidiously taken over our country and about its latest manifestation, the Iraq War. In order to save ourselves from being a nation that supports oppression, that props up puppet governments to serve the interests of a select few, we must quit being complacent citizens and good soldiers. We must listen to the voices of dissent, to true patriots who have recognized our military incursion into Iraq for what it is, the actions of an occupier, an oppressor, and a colonizer, not a liberator. We are honored to have Ray McGovern with us this evening. He has been too long one of the lone voices in the wilderness of our country's willful ignorance. Let us welcome him into our community. Let us make him realize that his work is not in vain, that his words do not fall on deaf ears, that his courageous, heroic, truly patriotic efforts to enlighten American public to the true cost of war do make a difference. Please join me in welcoming Ray McGovern to the town of Blount.
Thank you very much. Trying to arrange things here. Is this working okay?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I'm reminded of a young priest friend of mine who was saying his first Mass, and he had a lot going for him because he was very bright, and he had the whole liturgy all down set, and even more important, he had this community that really knew the responses, you know, forever and ever, amen. You know, Lord be with you, also with you. But when he got up to the mic, he blew it because he thought it wasn't on. And he said, there's something wrong with this damn thing. And also with you, was the immediate response. Well, we Catholics know our responses. Well, I just have to tell you how energizing and how encouraging it is for me to look at you all and to see you interested and engaged and willing to do something about the situation that our country faces and that we have tolerated for far too long. And I feel especially privileged to be here in Brunswick. I know a little bit about Bowdoin, and there's Longfellow and Hawthorne, but many of you may not know about Thomas Brackett Reed. How many people know about Thomas Brackett Reed? Okay. Well, I just learned about him. And he was Speaker of the House during McKinley's reign. And McKinley being an imperial president and Thomas Brackett Reed being sort of against going abroad seeking enemies, he quit being Speaker of the House. And I think that's the kind of courage, that's the kind of commitment that we need among our politicians today, and that is all too frequently absent. Now, I have a habit of speaking too low and getting away from the mic, so if anybody doesn't hear, please just raise two hands, then I'll know it's not a question. I'll know it's that I have to get a little closer to the mic like that. Okay, good. Now, usually when I come into a setting like this, usually I hear, and I heard it again tonight, you know, he doesn't look like a spy.